T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, let's talk football with Mr. Football himself. And I say Happy New Year because it's the first time I've talked to him this year. To the man, Mike Valeni. Happy New Year, Michael. How are you, sir?
Oh, yes. The echo of Wojo everywhere.
No, no. I didn't say. I got one thing to say. Really quick. Yeah. Happy New Year.
He's amazing. They were talking about it the other day, and they were like, hey, well, what's the limitation on this? Like a caller called in. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. You don't know this dude's bit by now? There is no limitation. It's all here.
Do you want to tell the Brian Cox story, Stoney?
Oh, Happy New Year stuff?
Yeah, they were doing that. Stoney and Wojo were doing their show down at the Super Bowl back, I don't know, 15 years ago or something like
Radio
that.
Row.
Radio Row.
Brian,
oh, God.
Brian Cox, the longtime linebacker. Didn't he, like, yell at Wojo at one point or something like that?
I couldn't understand why he said Happy New Year.
It was February, for
yes,
God's sake.
Exactly. All right, we got the games this weekend, Michael. I want to ask you.
I say it's going to go with Texas Tech.
No, I'm not doing the dog of the week yet.
Oh, boy.
No, that's at the end.
Sorry.
Oh, boy.
I didn't know we were still doing it.
Who's
Sony's going to be doing it in the continuum. He's going to be picking like the Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. We were talking about still doing
Wayne
our picks
Miley
every week.
Is throwing the... Yeah.
Best quarterback in the playoffs playing right now is, you know, not all time, not this season, but who's playing the best going in, go. Who is it?
I still think it's Mahomes. I mean, I love Lamar, but you're asking me about quarterback. You're asking me about the total package. People, it's funny how we sleep on the Chiefs now. Like, we all just don't really think about them. Like, everyone's talking about how great Baltimore is, or, you know, the focus was on the Pats, or, you know, Deshaun Watson's, you know, heroic effort last weekend, but it really, like, the Chiefs have had the best defense since week 11, and Mahomes has played out of his mind good. Teams are taking away the deep ball, and it doesn't matter. Cool, I'll beat you 7 yards at a time. It just doesn't matter. I would take him.
Well, we were just talking about, you know, teams you might be rooting for or storylines you might be rooting for, and I think we can all agree we want to see Baltimore, Kansas City in the AFC Championship game. A, is that true for you? And if not, is there a storyline this weekend that you're most rooting to see?
Jeez, Jamie, that's really good. I wouldn't, as much as I knock him, I deep down do root for him. I kind of think it'd be cool for Kirk Cousins to, like, flip the bird to everybody and go back-to-back road playoff wins and just maybe put that narrative to bed. Like, I genuinely like Kirk Cousins, even though I can't stand his resume, if that makes any sense at all.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
Definitely makes
that
sense.
That would be one I would kind of dig. You know what I mean? I can't take any more Russell Wilson. Just too much. That team gets too lucky. Can't do that. Aaron Rodgers, not very likable. You know, the Tannehill thing was cool for a week, but I don't really need to see any more of them. So, like, yeah, that would be the one. I wouldn't mind seeing Kirk Cousins just leave Stafford alone in the I have no big wins in my life club.
What a club.
What a club to be in, huh?
Yeah. Although if Kirk Cousins really starts to get a national profile, then I think the investigation to that ill-fated Michigan State party will come back and right in Parker.
I know. I tell you, we'll have to call Rob on that.
Yeah, we'll get him back up.
Getting off his Brady hate right now. So would the team that you least want to see advance be the 49ers?
No. No, least?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Seattle.
Okay.
It'd be Seattle. I can't take any more Pete Carroll chewing his gum. They shouldn't have won last week, but of course they get the break of Carson Wentz exiting the game nine plays in.
Yeah.
They're not good. They're not at the level of these other teams. They're banged up. I don't need to see it anymore. You know, even Russell Wilson after the game, like, I should hate Russell, but I love him. Like, I love Russell Wilson on the field, but I hate him off the field, even though off the field he's purports to be the greatest guy in the world. It makes no sense. I should love the guy. But, like, oh, going up to Doug Peterson, oh, how's Carson, coach? Like, he's like this perfect guy. Just go away. Have flaws like all of us. Can you do that for me, Russell?
So we were discussing, do you buy the fact that he had no idea they were playing the Packers after the game?
No, I don't buy anything about him. No.
So why is that?
On the field, he's one of the greats. And I honestly love the guy. Off the field, might be the most annoying good guy in the history of sports.
So we were debating this because Gov's all in on him. Gov likes him and doesn't buy the whole phony thing. And, I mean, I brought up the allegations, granted, now they were just rumblings that, you know, Pete Carroll called the pass play, the Malcolm Butler play, because he wanted Russell to win the MVP, and his teammates resented him because they wanted Beast Mode to win the MVP.
Oh,
like,
my Lord.
There is stuff out there about him that people just think he's too plastic, like Phil Mickelson.
Well, and again, it's look, you're not going to get me to argue. Everything about him, though, it drives me insane. And whether it's the explanation for the pick, the guy not believing in concussions because he drinks water with bubbles in it or whatever that weird story was.
Oh, I forgot about
that. The whole
that.
Weird video. Hey, Seattle, we have a deal. All the way to the garbage he did after this week. Hey, Coach, yeah. Oh, it was an honor. How's Carson?
No.
Oh, shut up.
Which way
go
do you...
take your win and go to your locker room.
This is coming from the most cynical person on the planet, by the way.
Who, you or Mike?
No, Mike.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, no, 100%. And, like, I mean, Gov, it's like we've had this conversation about Russell Wilson before. I don't, as much as he killed me in college, I never hated him because of it. I've only grown to hate him because he's too perfect. It's just too much. Just stop.
But then he gives you stuff, and Matthew Stafford gives us nothing. And it's like, which way do you want it?
No, I know. I guess for me, it's just the guy has won too much. He's just too good at everything, and he's too nice, and he's too perfect. Show a flaw.
How dare you?
Flaw. He can't say three words without saying That's a huge flaw.
Well, he also has the win-loss record, too. That's another flaw.
Well, there it is.
Yeah. There's also that.
Let me ask you guys a question,
yes.
If I may, since we're all just sitting here chatting. Can we just take Tua? Are we good with that? Or is that going to cause a huge issue on this show?
Well, if he's 100, if they get the if their medical says he's good,
assume he's 100%,
then absolutely,
absolutely, absolutely. Even if he has to sit for a year and let Stafford play for a year, absolutely.
No, now, but
have you guys noticed how people have changed their tune? How 9 months ago, 6 months ago, it was tank for Tua. Oh my God, Tua is amazing. Now you have the actual chance to take him. I'm fielding phone calls from people going, well, he had a good supporting cast at Bama. And I'm like, wait, if I told you before the season started, you could get this guy, I mean, you donate a nut to science.
But that's
now you're telling me, nah.
But that's because
of the injury.
It's because on that fateful Saturday afternoon, was it Urban Meyer? Somebody uttered the phrase Bo Jackson. When he went down, and that just echoes, bangs around in my head,
I just view it like medicine has changed so much in 30 years since Bo, and he's getting the best care. He came out because, obviously, the doctors and the prognosis has been positive. It's like people just can't separate the panic mode. Just for fun, 3 months in advance of the draft, if the guy's healthy, you got to take him.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even think it's a question. It's amazing what people are willing to do and go, well, just give me another second-round pick. I'm good. What, so Bob Quinn can take Tease Tabor?
Medicine hasn't changed the Lions, though. If the Lions take him, his hip will blow out.
Right.
And if they don't take him, it won't blow out.
There it is. Well, I guess that's all that. All right.
It's hard to argue that. I mean, that's
exactly.
Really.
I mean, Gov has kind of left us in a position where it's like we're all just shrugging our shoulders.
Okay. Yeah.
I got nothing.
Yeah, Lions logic right there. All right. Do you want to do your dog or do you want to get to the national championship game real quick?
We'll do the dog first and then we can do the national championship
game. Oh, my. We are doing this. All right.
Yeah, we're not going to. I think your dog is going to be Kirk Cousins in the 7.5.
Is it 7.5? It was 7 yesterday. Oh, geez.
Well, for our S's and G's, we do by the hooks because we don't want to have ties on our list.
Yeah, if there's a dog I like in the pros, it would be them. My dog was actually going to be Clemson as long as T. Higgins and Justin Ross are upright. But, okay, yeah, I can go with the Vikings at 7.5. That would be the one. I actually like the favorites in the other games. I think Baltimore and Kansas City both put up a number. And I just think the Packers are better than the Seahawks. I don't buy the Seahawks.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go down with the ship on that. But, yeah, no, Minnesota would be the one. But I actually like Frisco in the game. I do. I just it's very difficult for me to believe when you look at Minnesota back-to-back on the road, you know, short prep, Frisco's sitting there waiting, and Frisco's got what New Orleans really doesn't have. They've got this diversified offense where you can't just gang up on Michael Thomas. And whether it's Kittle or Deebo Samuel or the 18 different guys they have running the ball, I think Minnesota's going to have some real problems. And I still fear that Kirk Cousins will turn into a pumpkin, that he'll just, at some point in that game, look like a guy who's never played football before. It terrifies me.
Isn't it funny how, you know, they had first and goal. I mean, he threw a beautiful pass to Thielen. They get the ball first and goal at the half-yard line. And then they go backwards. And on third down, he throws the touchdown pass to Kyle Rudolph, which was, you know, give him credit. But you could certainly see that defensive back turning around, jumping up, picking the ball off, and then
absolutely.
And then we're doing this entire thing all over again. It's just so funny how resumes and legacies change with a half an inch here or there.
And I'm not lessening his performance. I'm just saying, you know, you guys watched the game like I did. He didn't have to really do a whole lot. Breeze was god-awful. Taysom Hill was the better quarterback. It wasn't some massively high-scoring game. Again, he made several nice throws. But I'm not ready to sit here and act like he went to New Orleans and out-dueled Drew Breeze.
Right, exactly. No. All right, Michael, great talking to you as always, my friend. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys, enjoy your best football weekend of the year.
There it is. And they'll be talking a lot more about it today at 2 o'clock. Mike Valeni here with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.